Selected reading from Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Dear saints, how do you reflect on the past? New Year's is often a time for doing that, isn't it? We think back to the past year, all that has happened, whether good or bad. We think about and maybe even resolve to change things that we might want to change. Nothing wrong with that. But perhaps this time of year, or even at Christmas, you think back even further into the past. We typically hope that this new year will somehow be better than the previous year, whatever that means, or whatever we think of what needs to change. But it's funny that when we look further back in time, we seem to get more nostalgic, don't we? Things were better back then. Oh, the 80s, that was a great decade. Our default mindset is things were good then, but they're bad now. But God's word gives us a different way to consider the past and even the future. Moses says in Psalm 90 that the Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations. The hymn we just sang says, "Our God has been our help in ages past." Everything that you are, everything that has ever happened to you, is known by God and has been used by him, or is being used by him, for his own purposes and ultimately for your good. Whether you consider one year or one decade better than another, all of those years have been in God's hands. Indeed, God wants you to look at the past and consider his providence, his care for you, his providing for all of your needs, his comfort during difficult times. But he also wants you to look at it another way. He wants you to see in the past, to look into the past through the eyes of the gospel. He wants you to cast off worry and anxiety and guilt and shame about past sins that keep nagging at you, and to remind you that those sins are not even remembered by him. The sins of the past year, the offenses of the past decade, the stupid things you did in your youth, God doesn't remember because you're forgiven. You may have had an investment account that has a disclaimer like this: past performance does not guarantee future results. The same disclaimer does not apply to God. His past performance is a guarantee of future results. Jesus' death and resurrection is in the past. Your baptism in time is in the past, but it guarantees your future. We live even now in the shadow of Christ's cross, called daily to take up our own crosses and follow him. We live as those who have resurrected life even now. Since Christ has risen, and since we have risen with him in baptism, nothing can separate us from God's love, as St. Paul wrote. Dead or alive, we are with Jesus. In famine or in plenty, in sickness or in health, in good times or in bad, in joy or in sorrow, Jesus is still Emmanuel, God with us. As for this new year, it too is in God's hands. He will provide for it. If God wants this world to circle around the sun one more time, it will. If God wants it to bring it all to an end this year, he will. If God wants you to live another year, you will. If he wants to call you home to himself, he will. And as we look forward, we must always be mindful that any of those are possibilities, which is why Moses prays in Psalm 90, "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." We must always be ready, for Jesus' coming is at an hour we do not expect. How are we to be ready? We are to stay dressed for action, clothed in the righteousness of Christ alone, clinging to his word and his promises alone. Keep your lamps burning, filled with the oil of faith in Jesus. Feed your lamps. Allow God to feed your faith with his word and sacrament again this year. Praise be to God that he leads us into another year of casting all our anxieties and worries and troubles on him, for he has promised to care for us. God be praised. In the name of Jesus, amen.